This is Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3, a look at the labour and manpower landscape in Singapore, your career, of course, and lifelong learning as well. Today, the importance of personal branding, an indication of the best you can offer, some say. The brand can communicate your career reputation and in some respects is a promise. But how important is personal branding to your career? What if you're an introvert or not social media savvy? Are you destined then to lag behind your peers? We find out from Chris Reed, LinkedIn marketing entrepreneur, best-selling author as well, and CEO of Black Marketing. Chris, appreciate you coming in this early.
Pleasure.
Let's start with a bullet. How bad is it? If you're a tech spaz, let's say, you don't have social media pages, just too busy is always the excuse as well to be faffing about with social media. How bad is it?
It's terrible. You have to have a social media presence. You have to, because when I Google you, your LinkedIn profile comes up and I get an impression when I click through. So it's all about that first impression. It's your brand. You have to look after your brand. Like Money FM has a brand. You have a brand.
Okay. So we were talking about it a bit earlier. Yes, I'm a bit lagging behind in that regard. Haven't logged in say, 15 years or something. Would it be better then to not have it altogether?
No, you need to build it up. You need to start your basically sharing, start engaging, start connecting, start spreading the word about it. And also start marketing Money FM to come to your show as well. Start marketing the viewers, listeners on LinkedIn to come to the, listen to this show.
Yeah. I was about to sort of delete my LinkedIn profile. Okay. How important is it really, though, in forwarding one's career?
Oh, phenomenally important. Absolutely phenomenally. Okay. Because the first thing that an employer looks at is your LinkedIn profile.
What about your CV?
No, your CV is redundant. You don't need a CV anymore. I literally ignore all CVs sent to me and say, I look at your LinkedIn profile. What's the point of having a LinkedIn marketing business if you're basically going to send me your CV and haven't got a LinkedIn profile? Okay. So I look at your LinkedIn. Employers now look at your LinkedIn, who you both know. Where did you work? How many recommendations do you have? Where you went to university? What else do you do? Like I lecture at NUS. I mentor students at SMU, for example. So what else do you do? What's the rounded part of your personal brand other than just doing this particular one particular job? You do millions of other things, but I can't tell from your LinkedIn what it is. Yeah. But that's part of your brand.
But wouldn't you put that in your CV?
But your LinkedIn's dynamic. There's video on LinkedIn. There's pictures on LinkedIn. There's recommendations on LinkedIn. It's dynamic. It's creative. Your CV's dead. Your CV's redundant. You don't need a CV anymore.
Okay. How prevalent is this kind of personal branding now? Is it relatively cutting edge, you think? Has it become mainstream?
It's become
yet?
Mainstream. Very much mainstream. That's why we have a business who basically just does personal branding. And we have another business that does personal branding on LinkedIn. Because everyone needs a personal brand. Doesn't matter where you are in your career. Doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or founder. You need a personal brand.
Okay. What does it say about the organization, though, if I manage to get the job here without a proper LinkedIn page? Let's put it that way. Because how much of a disadvantage would one be if one didn't utilize LinkedIn and social media?
But you have 20 years of credibility and experience, so you're slightly different. But if you were going to try and get a job somewhere else, for example, they would be looking at your LinkedIn profile. They look at your recommendations, your videos, your portfolio, certainly. But they're going to look at your LinkedIn as well, especially if you, say, wanted to move country or you basically were somebody coming into Singapore, for example, adding value to society here, or even just want to have a startup, for example, and raising investment, want to find employees, you have to have a LinkedIn profile. People want to know who they work for and want to work with.
For professional aspect, it's the LinkedIn profile.
Yes.
What about, say, other social media pages?
Completely pointless when it comes to a business. And that's what I love about LinkedIn. It's business, and therefore the conversations on there are very authentic, very professional. You don't have trolls on there. You don't have fake profiles like you do on Facebook and Twitter and other platforms. So it's very, very authoritative. That's why you need it, because people trust LinkedIn more. Like, they haven't been caught up in a fake news story, for example. There's not fake profiles. So people trust the medium because it's business. It's not just kind of like fake news, fake profiles like you have on Facebook and Twitter.
Let's go through the job stages, though. We're at job search. How can LinkedIn help?
Phenomenally well, because you use keywords and you find out what the jobs are. And then when you apply, people look at your LinkedIn profile. I mean, I'm, for example, lecturing at NUS next week about MBA students who actually want to progress their career. And we're going to start with their LinkedIn profile, because when they apply, it's all very well saying you have an MBA, but what else do you have? Because if everyone has an MBA, how do you distinguish someone? It's the personal branding. So you have to look at what you're adding to. What did you do at your last role? What did you do on the side? What did you do in terms of non-profit? Who do you both know? What other qualifications do you have? You know, it's much, much bigger than just looking at an MBA, for example. It's looking at your whole and personal branding. Because if I have a full employment like you do in Singapore, for example, I'm going to look beyond just the degrees and look into your experience and your personal branding. And so it's so important.
It's a bit unfair, though. What if someone's like me, not so great on the LinkedIn, but could be a great talent or great addition to your organization.
That's why it's a very much a flattening side of things, because every single person has the same opportunity to market themselves. It doesn't care. Like when I came to Singapore 10 years ago, I didn't know a single person. So I started using LinkedIn because I know I needed to work that harder to gain the trust of Singaporeans, but also to get a job or to win clients across the whole of Asia. And it's a wonderful networking. That's the other thing that maybe you're missing out on. It's a networking opportunity. We have clients in China and Hong Kong. We have clients in Australia and Zurich and America, all through LinkedIn. I couldn't do that if I didn't have a LinkedIn profile.
Job stage, you're in the middle of your tenure at a job. How then can LinkedIn help you out?
Yeah, very, very important. If you want to get that promotion or if you want to get headhunted by somebody else, you have to stand out on LinkedIn. So doing content marketing, for example, doing thought leadership, doing blogging, for example, sharing short posts, for example, actually putting your thoughts out there, making sure that people know you're a leader, that they can actually trust you to go to that next level. Otherwise, how do you distinguish yourself? You need to basically make sure you invest in yourself. And it's all about you. Personal branding is personal for a reason. It's about you, just in a business context.
Chris, what about if you're happy at your job, not really looking to be headhunted by somebody? You know,
but it's an investment.
Okay.
Because don't forget that, you know, we come across people all the time who basically get made redundant or they get merged, for example, and suddenly they don't have a job. And it came as a complete surprise. And then they start trying to do LinkedIn. You can't do that. You've got to build relationships up beforehand, 6 months, 12 months, 9 months, 18 months beforehand. And then if something happens, then you can turn to your followers and your connections saying, hey, can you help me? Can we have a cup of coffee? Can you introduce me? They'll do it then because you've built a relationship. You've been sharing content. You've been engaging. You can't do that just by coming along to somebody on the last day and going, help me, I'm made redundant. How do I get to my next job? You've got to invest.
Kind of sounds like it might be a bit too late for someone like me then.
No, it's never too late.
Just to recap again, I signed on to LinkedIn like maybe 15 years ago, did nothing, and then just updated a picture a year ago. Might be too late for me, though.
Never too late.
You're young, 6 months,
you
12 months, 18
no,
months,
you're a young
saying.
Professional. You still have your entire career ahead of you. So it's never too late. You might decide next week to go to Australia. You might decide to go to America. You might decide to go somewhere else. And you're going to need a LinkedIn profile. You're going to need your portfolio on your LinkedIn profile. You can put videos on there. You can put, you know, interviews on there. You can put your what else you do outside of working for Money FM on there as well. So it's never too late to invest. It really isn't. I mean, I lecture at, for example, I do talks at NTUC, and often they are 45 to 50-year-olds, don't even have a LinkedIn profile. And I help them rebuild that and say, it's very important because your next employer is going to look at your LinkedIn profile. And by you taking the initiative to actually do that, you'll stand above other people and you'll have a better chance of getting a better job. So it's up to you to do it. And of course, it's free. LinkedIn fundamentally is a free platform. Therefore, there's really no excuse to do it, especially if you have that career aspiration. You want to be going to change career, or you're worried about redundancy, for example, or you're worried about how you get that next promotion or how do you earn more money. You need to invest in your own personal branding.
LinkedIn is quite easy to use.
Yes.
How do you then come into play as a LinkedIn marketeer? So to speak?
Because if you're a CEO, and most of our clients are CEOs and founders, you don't have the time to do it. So we do the social selling. We do the content marketing. We do the video. We increase your connections. We find you leads. We find you business because you don't have the time to do it, because you really need to do it every single day. If you're really serious about it.
Every day,
every
Chris.
Single day. I employ 30 people here in Singapore who do it for other people across the world. But they tend to be CEOs of their own companies, entrepreneurs, founders, who don't have the time, but they also might not have a sales and marketing team. Therefore, the founder, like I, are doing it myself for my business. Therefore, if you outsource it, it's actually cheaper than, say, employing somebody to actually do it. And you get the expertise. You get the expertise of social selling, you get expertise of writing, expertise of how you make a content go viral, of actually how you generate leads, not just in Singapore, but across the whole of Asia Pacific. Because don't forget, many people in Singapore, entrepreneurs and founders, are looking at business across the whole of Asia Pac, not just in Singapore.
What's the difference, though, between your career brand and your personal brand? Is there one?
Not really, no, because your personal brand is your professional brand.
The word doesn't quite say that.
No, correct.
People think personal.
It is in a professional context.
Yeah.
Every single person nowadays has got a personal brand, whether they like it or not. So it's up to you to dictate that, to add the values to it. So when I think of you, I have certain values attached to you in a business context. So you have a personal brand.
Talk us through a 101. What does a branded resume look like?
So branded LinkedIn profile has a fantastic headline, for example, describes you. So Nike has Just Do It. You have a headline. I have the only CEO with a mohawk.
Yeah.
That's my brand strapline. So you need to have a brand strapline. Then you need to have a background picture and a professional photograph. Not a Facebook photograph. Not a photograph with animals in, or you have your arm around your wife, or baby pictures. It's a professional. It's LinkedIn. It's not Facebook. It has to be professional. They need a nice description. And effectively, your description, your summary, is your CV opening letter. That's the most important part. Then if you add things like videos to it, for example, or pictures, view in action, Very, very, very important. And then add all your experience in there, for example, and add what you've done there and try and get recommended. For example, I have 700 LinkedIn recommendations of our clients and our peers and employees and investors and so forth.
What if you don't remember the stuff you did, which tends to happen as the years roll on?
That's why you have LinkedIn there, to record it all. That's why it's better than a CV. You put things in there, then you reach out to people and say, oh, can you recommend me that fantastic partnership we did there, that fantastic job we did, that great thing we did, that a great event we did together. You put it on there. You've got to put everything on there. It's better to have more on there because you've got keywords. So LinkedIn's like a keyword factory as well. It's all SEO. So you have your own website and you SEO that through Google. Well, actually, your personal brand is SEO'd through LinkedIn. So you have to use keywords to be found. And that's also about activation as well. If you're active on LinkedIn, your rankings go higher up as well.
How can we tell if we've done it right? What are the yardsticks?
The fantastic way of measuring things on LinkedIn. So you can see views going up, you can see engagement going up, you can see weekly search appearances going up, and you'll see the engagement. Yeah, you see the engagement of people actually who are sharing, the people are liking and sharing and commenting. That's the real value, is that people are genuinely commenting on something you have shared because you're giving to somebody. You're giving valuable information that might change their lives. There's about 20 different metrics we use on LinkedIn to report to our CEOs on a monthly basis. And we're very, very keen to show the demonstration how it is and how well they're doing and what results they're getting from our activity. Like any marketing activity, it has to have ROI, has to have KPIs. It has to actually show what you're getting for your money.
It's not necessary, though, to have some kind of controversial image like yourself, is it, Chris?
No, not at all.
It's attention-grabbing, no doubt.
Precisely.
And they remember you for sure. But
I also use it as an example. Everyone's got a mohawk, I like to say. What's your mohawk? Your mohawk might be...
I've got very straight hair, actually, but okay.
But yeah. It could be something else. Your mohawk might be something else. So it's slightly different. It's like, what makes you stand out? What makes you special? What makes you different? That's the point of the mohawk. It's a conversation starter. It's like, what are you doing to enhance your personal branding? What makes you stand out? What makes you a better leader than somebody else? Why do you get that career progression? Why should you get that promotion? Why should you get that investment? Or why should that employee work for you? You've got to work hard to do this, especially in something like Singapore, where employees have a choice.
Has it ever put people off, though, Chris, your image?
I'm sure it does. I have what I call in the UK
We're
a Marmite
reticent.
Brand. It's a Marmite brand. Marmite is like, you either hate it or love it.
Yes,
so I definitely
yes.
have a Marmite brand. But I love the fact that I have a Marmite brand because I get advocates and influencers and people who are passionately like me, and I get the equivalent, people who don't. But that's worse. That's the worst side of things is not being talked about, is not having this divergent of opinion. So I like to have two sets of opinion because that causes a controversy, and controversy is part of my personal brand. It's not for everybody, but it's part of my personal brand. And so you decide what attributes you want in your personal brand yourself, and you have that as a strategy for your personal brand.
No concerns that a more conservative, traditional type CEO might look at you and frown, perhaps? It's just not for him.
We work for CEOs in financial services. We work for CEOs in law firms, accountancy firms. Believe me, they get over the fact I have a mohawk and see the success we've had with the 3 best-selling books and the 6 brands we have here and the hundreds of clients we have and the 700 recommendations and see we do a good job. And that's the key point. A CEO can look past that. A good CEO will look past that, look past the CEO, look past the mohawk, look past the T-shirts, for example, look past everything else, and actually say, what can you do for me? You've obviously got the credibility to do it. That's why we have 700 recommendations. Not just me saying we're a good job. It's actually other people also saying we do a good job.
Talking about your books, 3 of them you have with me. I am grateful that you've brought them. Social Selling Mastery for Entrepreneurs, LinkedIn Mastery for Entrepreneurs, and Personal Branding Mastery for Entrepreneurs. So quick advice for somebody neophyte such as myself. What should I get started on right off the bat?
LinkedIn Mastery for Entrepreneurs is my first book. It's about LinkedIn. And that's the basic about how you actually use LinkedIn. The social selling book's very much about entrepreneurs. If entrepreneurs want to sell and want to use social media to sell, which is the way to do it because cold calling is dead these days. You and I live in Singapore. We get calls from real estate agents and financial advisors all the time.
You just hang up.
Precisely. You don't even answer them. Whereas on social media, that's the whole point of LinkedIn, I can see exactly who you are, who we both know, what your credibility is, what your awards are, and then I can talk to you socially, and then I can meet you socially. And then you have a social selling opportunity, a relationship building opportunity. And that's what social selling is all about.
Last bit of advice for the neophytes. What should we start with first?
Get on LinkedIn. Start engaging. I'm going to monitor your progress.
I've heard the advice, Chris. Yes, taken to heart. Chris Reed is the CEO of Black Marketing, personal branding expert as well. Thank you so much for joining us
Pleasure.
Today.